sure who I was.
I knew who you were.
Okay, at 4:01, 5:01, meeting come to order. So now that I know what I'm doing, I think.
Pledge?
No, not yet. Roll call first.
We have roll call?
Oh, is it?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, so Commissioner Masalato.
Here.
Commissioner Fairbanks.
Here.
Commissioner Reynolds. Not here. Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Hatley.
Here.
Commissioner Riston.
Here.
All here except for Commissioner Reynolds.
Yeah. Okay, we'll stand and...
Oh, here we go.
Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So there's no acknowledgement of any visitors being here, so we'll move on to item number 5. We acknowledge and welcome a new commissioner.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the City of Oroville appointed Commissioner Scott Thompson to the board.
Scott, what was the last name?
Thompson.
Thompson, okay. Yeah,
no P.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Item number 6, board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the board meeting minutes from last month's meetings in the packet that went home with you guys, or that got sent home to you guys.
I'll make a motion that we approve the board meeting minutes from February 23rd, 2022.
I second it. Okay, we have a motion on the floor and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
I'm going to abstain since I wasn't here. Hard to prove something if you weren't.
Oh,
that's what happened.
Okay.
I'll give you actually an interesting piece of that if you want. You actually legally can vote on it, and your vote demonstrates that you weren't there. The meeting minutes show you weren't there. You're just confirming, yep, I wasn't there.
Yeah. I confirmed that I wasn't there.
Technically, we've had a lot. Attorneys have a lot of discussions when they have nothing else to do about this kind of esoteric kind of garbage.
Yes, we have no bananas.
Okay, item number 7, employment safety meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we had a safety meeting of employees here at SCORE facility on March 11th, 2022, and we included the minutes in the packet.
Okay. I don't think we have a motion on this item.
No, it's informational.
Yeah. Okay, item number 8, authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, so Commissioner Masalato came in yesterday morning and we went over warrants and she had no questions.
I make a motion to approve the warrants through February 24th through March 22nd in the amount of $266,270.31.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Is there any noes? Okay. Moving forward, fiscal report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the fiscal reports in the packets that were sent out last Friday. If there's any questions, I can answer those.
I didn't have any questions.
No.
Does anybody have any questions or comments? Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Oh, I'll make a motion. We approve the fiscal report for February 2022.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and then we have a second on the floor. All those in favor, say aye.
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 That was a negative, say no. Okay. Moving on to item number 10.
Thank you.
special election for the chairman of the commission.
So, Mr. Commissioner, so how this would typically work is, it is on, as you are, as many of you are aware, it's on a rotating basis. Agencies rotate who sits as chair for, you know, different terms. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this year it's the city's turn.
It's the city's chair right now, yeah.
So someone can make a motion as to who you would like to be chair from the city and second it. And, you know, again, and judging by the hand gestures, I will say they do not need to be present to be appointed. In case there's any question about that, but and then the other person will be obviously the non-chair. I think also the person who's not the chair is the voting member during that term, if I remember correctly. That,
I'm getting in the matters.
Does it not matter?
Okay. I don't think they're attached to each other.
Okay.
No.
I looked in the last.
He's the voting one.
Yes, he's the current voting member. Yes.
I was going to say I looked at the last several that I could, and it looked to be like that was the case, but I didn't know. So.
No. So, ex-commissioner Pittman was the chair, but was not the voting member.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
that's correct. Okay.
Commissioner Reynolds.
Got
it. Is the vote.
Got it.
So,
okay.
I don't think it's not inclusive of each other.
Got it. Okay.
It can be, but.
Can you be chair and a voting member?
Yes, okay. Sure.
Yeah, there's one vote here.
Okay.
I mean, it's not.
Right. Okay.
I would hate to nominate Mr. Reynolds, him not being here in case he didn't want to, but I mean, we have Commissioner Thompson here who's saying he would rather not be chair of SCOR right now.
Is it just a matter of who runs the meeting, right?
Yes.
Sure, mm-hmm. I'll run the meeting.
I'll make a motion that we appoint Scott Thompson as the chair for SCOR.
I'll second that.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Well, it does take a vote,
yeah.
Also.
Okay.
I'm not offended if you say no.
I was going to say, unless there are any statements of there's a famous statement in the 60s. Someone said, if I am nominated, I will not run, and if I'm elected, I will not serve. So, unless we have some statement like that.
I'm here at the pleasure of the council or commission, so if you guys want.
Someone did say that.
I can remember. I know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
Okay, so roll call.
We need a roll call for this one?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Commissioner Fairbanks?
Yes.
Commissioner Reynolds? Commissioner Hatley?
Yes. Congratulations.
In the absence...
You're the voting member.
You're the voting member.
Commissioner Thompson? Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll mark that down as an abstain. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
So, you get to move to the head of the table, too.
You do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just like that. You got to finish this bad boy off.
Do I have to? I can sit here.
You sure we can?
No, you got to be sure.
No, this is.
I'm the commissioner.
You got to give him the hammer.
Right here.
You got to give him the gavel.
We run it like Cuba here. You have to do.
All right. Well, we have a meeting here.
So item number 11.
Finalizing and possible adoption of fiscal year 2022-23 proposed budget. We have a report on this, or just a voting matter?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So I sent it home last month, and excuse me for forgetting. I don't believe I sent home a copy with you when you came down and signed up, when we signed you in. So you did not get a copy. I have a copy here for anyone that did not, that wants one. But yeah, I sent it home last month for you guys to peruse it and hopefully adopt it this meeting. But since you didn't see it, that's
yeah. I had no problems with it.
You knew that there's a race for the commissioner. Right?
We're maxed out.
No race.
Fortunately / unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions on this item?
No, it was put together really nice.
Yeah.
All right. Call for a vote. Any motion?
I'll make a motion that we adopt the fiscal year 2022-2023 budget.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Are you?
Aye.
Roll call.
Yeah, I would do a roll call on this one, on the budget.
Okay, we'll do a roll call.
There's no, yeah, that's fine.
Commissioner Fairbanks?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Hatley?
Yes.
All right, item number 12, update risk management plan.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, so we were audited by our risk management. Actually, I'll let Micah handle this one. This is his field of expertise, and he'll do a better job than me.
Thank you, Clint. Yes, Mr. Chairman, we were audited by the Butte County Environmental Health. They reviewed our risk management plan and our hazardous materials. Part of their audit review went over our risk management plan, which was last updated in 1999. Mm-hmm. So as such, it needs to be updated. Quite frankly, not much has changed as far as processed chemicals and hazardous materials go around here. However, the plan, when it was created in 1999, specifically did not include sulfur dioxide, which is a staple in wastewater treatment, what we use to dechlorinate our water before we send it out to the river, so we don't kill the aquatic life in the river.
Yeah.
And so this plan needs to be updated to include that chemical and the amount we store on site.
What's the name of the chemical again?
Sulfur dioxide.
Okay.
So I have a question. So when they did this audit, did they give a recommendation of how often we should look at updating this?
It's state regulated. So we actually review it every 5 years ourselves internally and update it as necessary. This is an engineered signed document because of the quantity of the chemicals that we have on site exceed the federal threshold for what's allowed, and so that's why we're required to have the plan, and then it also has to be seismically evaluated and have an engineer's stamp and signature on it.
So it was last updated in 99?
Correct. It has been reviewed. It has been reviewed, and minor adjustments have been made to the document since then.
Okay.
And we've been audited, I think, 3 times since I've been here by Butte County, and this is the first time this exception was brought up.
Okay.
So, and then we received a proposal from Coleman Engineering for just under $10,000 to update the document.
Okay. Yeah,
pens.
Oh. Okay. It's not my pen.
And I have a copy of their proposal that actually didn't make it in the packet.
Okay.
I just have one question. So, they didn't question the amount that we have.
No, they did not.
No. Okay, so we're good there.
Yeah.
The
it's just
document,
that we didn't have the risk management plan to deal with that.
We actually did. It just hasn't been stamped since 1999.
Oh, gotcha.
So
okay.
We have been doing an internal audit of it, which it states in the plan that has to happen.
Right.
But also, you need to have an engineer go over it as well. And as far as I know, there's no time requirement that says, hey, you need to have this done every 10 years by an engineer.
Right.
So we just hadn't done it, and then she caught it.
So what will Coleman, basically, what will they do for this $10,000, if you will?
Update it, review the regulations.
I know you're okay.
They'll review.
Not $10,000 worth of stuff, Mr.
Yeah,
Easton.
In other words, they will look at the plan and say, yep, it's a good plan.
Exactly.
And, yeah, okay.
So
but we have to have it.
Mm-hmm. In our communications with Coleman Engineering, depending on how involved the process is, most likely we won't use all of that money, but they wanted that amount in case
right.
we needed more changes.
That's understandable. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't getting dinged for having too much
chemical
in our plant or anything like that.
Nope.
So. Okay.
Commissioner Hatley?
So what... And again, I'm sure that it's probably a specific type of engineer that has to do this as compared to Thermalita Water and Sewer District's in-house engineer.
That's a good question. I do not know that.
If that would be an option, if it could save us money.
That's a great question.
I mean, I don't, like you said, if it's so, I don't want to say little work, but if it's, if we've had the same thing since 99, and there's just been little tweaks to it moving forward, if that's something that could be explored prior to us voting on this 10,000, if it's a possibility of tabling it, reaching out to Thermalita Water and Sewer District's engineer, and seeing if that's something that, number one, he can sign off on, and if Thermalita is willing to do that.
Yep. Well, I mean, even if we paid for his time and all that stuff mm-hmm. to do it, it would still save a ton of money. So I can call Jamie tomorrow and Chris tomorrow and find out, and we can just put this back on the agenda for next month.
If it would make sense to do this, you can also approve it pending the outcome of that. If the answer to that is in the negative, right, that it does require a special engineer, then you can approve this pending the outcome of that, so that it's contingent, so it only
so
comes into play.
Bring it back.
That way you don't have to bring it back.
Oh,
right?
So just like either or. Then.
So in other words, you approve this contingent upon
Thermalita not being able to.
If Thermalita can do it, then great.
Yeah.
It's the savings.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
That way it'll be. I'm just trying to maximize your efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you. Great legal advice.
Apparently, just on a side note, Chuck was confused that he thought it was tomorrow.
I was worried that might happen. We just changed it last month, so I was worried that could be the case. Did you tell him that?
He was, do you know that he was reminded today? But hey, all right, so we have a motion on the floor.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the risk management plan update to Coleman Engineering and a cost not to exceed $10,000 if Thermalita Water and Sewer District engineer is not able to or unwilling to provide the services of this risk management plan update.
Much cheaper.
Perfect.
I'll second it.
Motion, second, vote.
So for this one, yes. You can do it. We can just do a...
All in favor?
All in favor, exactly.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. So.
Okay.
Item number 13, attorney report.
So this is, again, the first meeting that we have for the adjusted date, and I... at the last meeting, I'm not sure I did thank you, but I do want to say thank you for being flexible. I like being here in person, and I will apologize to Chuck that it caused him to miss a meeting. And but
Tuesdays are better for me than Wednesday.
Yeah, but anyway, but thank you. I do appreciate it. You will recall the discussion we had in closed session last time mm-hmm. about the claim that was filed. And I won't get too much into the weeds, but I am working on a resolution for that. It's not, the resolution isn't ready yet, but it probably will be by our next meeting. But I'll keep you updated as that moves forward. But I think we have that resolved in a favorable way that protects all of the parties involved. So.
Perfect.
Great.
Item number 14, manager report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So this month in operations and maintenance, there were no big issues. However, we did get our line on Highway 162 repaired by Duke Sherwood Contracting. That went great. As always, they did a good job, and they were quick and efficient. Came in under the budget. We just got done pulling our quarterly samples. We got the word today that those were 100% successful, so we're moving on into sludge season. We have the JPA. We had a JPA meeting last Thursday, I believe, yep. with the other JPA managers. So we had Jamie and Chris from Thermalito here. We had Dave and Vince from Loapud here, and we had Bill Lagrone, Don Nevers, and Matt Thompson here from the city of Oroville. We talked about what's happening in our districts and our entities, what's going to be happening shortly, and what we're hoping to make happen in the near future. We also talked about the fee deferrals and how we thought that they should be handled from the managerial level. So I will be able to talk to Mr. Huber after this and see if we're on the same page there with what he's thinking and what he's working on. Other than that, I think we covered it all in here. We have the budget and the RMP, the risk management plan. But other than that, we've covered it all today in the meeting. So nothing else to report from me.
I have a question of the manager, Sturdivant.
Yes, sir.
So Sherwood Construction came in under the quoted 40,000. Do you have that figure?
Yes. It was $36,726.37.
Hold on, 36.
$36,726.
Mm-hmm. That's good enough.
Okay.
I don't need the cents. Good. It's nice that people come under budget and not spend every penny just because it was approved.
Yep.
Because it can't.
And Duke and his crew typically do that.
Yeah.
That score. We I don't think we've ever had to have a change order and pay them more money. It's always been under.
Yeah, they're a great company.
Great. Item 15, there's no visitors. We can pass that one. Item number 16, commissioner and staff comments.
I'll just say welcome aboard. It's good to have you here. Glenn and Micah, you always do a fantastic job, so I appreciate that. And it's nice to see Attorney Huber here in person.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I second that.
Thank you.
All in favor? No.
going back to the fiscal year budget, I do want to say again, that was a very well-prepared document.
I can't take credit. That's the form that they've been using here at SCORE for 20 years.
Well,
I just did a little click and drag and added in the new
whatever
stuff.
Whatever you did was worked out nice.
It's
a nice document, easy document to read. And I think that you've covered all the contingencies and things that may pop up. And so,
hopefully.
I just want to applaud you on the budget.
Thank you, sir.
So I've never heard of sludge season. Is that like a fire season?
It is. It happens every year at SCORE. So essentially what happens is during the process, we pull all the organics. All the organics that can be consumed by the bugs are consumed. Mm-hmm. Whatever's not, including the bugs themselves, we end up having to waste out to the ponds, and those end up being solids. So now what we're doing is we're pumping all the water out of the ponds, and we'll run it all back through the plant, process it, and the only thing that'll be left out there is the sludge. And we have sludge processing equipment that will run through there, and pretty soon, by what, July, hopefully, it'll be like powder.
We call it biosolids officially.
Oh.
And, it looks like garden soil.
Yeah, it's just like powder, and we put it in a truck and send it to a landfill.
Oh.
Hopefully in the future, we will be giving it away at the worst case scenario and hopefully selling it. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, that's down the road.
I think you, maybe when we went through, when I first came down here and we went in to walk through, that can be used as a fertilizer, correct?
Yes. Now,
yeah.
Ours is only Class B, so ours is not, cannot be used in all forms. There's very limited forms for ours right now. That's why I said in the future, as the plant upgrade comes in and we can process our sludge a little better, more efficiently with less trash in it, because that's one of the problems that we have is we don't have great
screening
yet in the plant, so we get big pieces of trash out there, and that you can't have that.
Right. Okay.
But once that happens, there's Mr. Reynolds there. Once that happens, then we will be able to.
So is it could it be used in orchards and things like that, or would it couldn't be used for homes?
No. It's like what's the term that they use? It can be used for like alfalfa. It can be used for stuff that we eat, but it can't be used for stuff directly on what.
So
it can be used for, like, as a secondary. It can feed cows that
we
eat, but it can't go right on, like, strawberries.
Okay, gotcha.
So you use it for, like, hay and
secondary crops.
Exactly.
That's what they refer to as.
My calendar's preset. It's set for Wednesday.
Hey, you're now the chair.
Oh, see, that's what happens when you're not here. You're on all the committees.
No, if you're not.
He's joking.
They threw me under the bus. Are you the chair? Great. Congratulations. The plan worked. We're on item number 16, commissioner and staff comments. Do you have anything to add, Mayor Reynolds?
I apologize for being late.
Are you good?
Thank you for the phone calls.
All right, I think that's all of the items. Item number 17 is adjournment, so the next regular meeting will be held on April 26th, 2022 at 5 p.m. Thanks, guys, for coming.
Thank you.
Is that what you say? So that used to be the joke with Linda Dahlmeier. She would come in maybe a couple months after and be like, okay, any other comments? Okay, our meeting's going to be adjourned. And it was a joke. I can work with you.
Well, everything down now.
Guys, call.
Sorry, no problem. I need your signature on.
So we're done?
We are done.
Yep, we're done.
Oh, good.
Yeah, see, this is what happens when you're the chair.
Yeah. Good job. Glad to have you aboard.
26.
It's magnetic.
Almost.
I thought it was really cool when I first, they're like, oh, it's magnetic. I mean, that'd be awesome. So I knocked out 100 times.
So you didn't go into a lot of
She just tried to
get through that. So I work for the California. Almost 20 years ago.
Take care of it.
So I was a correctional officer and I promoted to sergeant and I worked at three different prisons and I came out as a parole agent.
You moved to work?
So
you're not on the budget.
County probation supervisor used to supervise people that were sentenced to probation in court. So now they do have some people to come.
Mike, can you throw me one of those things?
That will go to probation.
Yeah, it's more work.
If their case isn't serious or violent, they're not a high risk offender. All serious, violent, and high risk offenders will be paroled or released from prison.
Why is that?
So we supervise them in the community.
Takes more time.
So an office that covers. Not on the different agencies.
I'll put together a package. You guys are on Friday at lunchtime.
Okay.
I started.
It's just a little more.
Yeah, I'm going.
I think I'll do that.
I'm not buying anything newer than 1898.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because see, 1899 and newer is considered a new gun. December or whatever, or however many days you want to have in December. Up to that date, 1998, is considered antique. It started in France.
I remember.
It started in France in about the 1840s. They started this they started making mostly handguns, pistols that were chambered in very low power rounds. Most of them were rimfire. When primers came along, there was a problem with primers. 99% of them were rimfire. Like 22 short, when they got, they don't get their parlor guns, and they would go into the parlor in the house and put targets on the wall.